They should name Michael McKenney, M small c, capital K-E-N-N-E-Y. The patient is a 58-year-old married man who presents for treatment of bipolar disorder. The patient's doctor retired, quote, out of nowhere, unquote. His previous psychiatrist's name was Dr. Isaacs. He had Dr. Isaacs since 2009. His primary care doctor was able to prescribe his medication up until this time. The patient was diagnosed with bipolar type 1 disorder in 2008. At that time, he was drinking heavily and was undergoing a lot of stress. He stated that he was up for days, had very high energy, and was ecstatically happy. He was admitted to Nassau University Medical Center in 2008 for 2 weeks. Eventually, he was put on Depakote 1,000 milligrams, Depakote ER, that is 1,000 milligrams, PO at HS, and has been stable since. He stated right now that his life is normal. He's had recent stressors, such as a flood in the house. He's a trustee for his mother's trust. But he's able to cope with these stressors being on medication. He stated that AA has also helped him tremendously. He is 13 years sober. The only symptom that he has at this time is a bit of insomnia. He stated sometimes he has trouble falling asleep, such as when he's under stress, but no other symptoms. He does not present as manic or hypomanic. He does not present as depressed. He stated the only time he was depressed was when he was around 13 years old and his father was diagnosed with serious heart issues. The patient denies anxiety or panic attacks. He has never been abused. He has no obsessions or compulsions. That's psychiatric history. The patient sought help at age 13 from a school counselor when his father was diagnosed with serious heart issues. At that time, his mother needed to tend to his father's care. Family history, the patient is adopted. His mother was apparently abused in many ways and was in Bellevue Hospital and Creedmoor. His paternal side of the biologic paternal side of the family has alcoholism. Substance use. The patient used to drink and smoke pot, occasionally use psilocybin mushrooms. He used to smoke 2 packs of cigarettes per day, but now vapes 6 milligrams of nicotine. Medical, the patient has a history of multiple musculoskeletal problems as a result of being a postman. He has 3 bone spurs on his cervical spine. He has Achilles tendon problems on the right. His right knee has Osgood-Schlatter syndrome. His left knee has tendonitis. He has arthritis of both wrists. He has carpal tunnel of the left wrist, orbital tunnel of the left elbow, spinal stenosis, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and obesity. Surgical history, the patient had left shoulder replacement and right shoulder repair. Social, the patient is married for 13 years. His first marriage only lasted a couple of years. He became a father at age 20. He was very involved in raising his daughter. They had joint custody, but he saw her more than 50% of the time. He stated his parents were quote, rock solid, unquote. He had a very good upbringing. He has three grandchildren. His daughter is 36, and he has two stepchildren. Developmental. The patient had a normal birth. As mentioned above, he was adopted. He stated that he would spend every summer in Ireland, surrounded by his cousins. He was the only child. He had no academic problems. He was a bright young man, scored perfect score on the SATs, and never had to study. Patient's primary medical doctor is Dr. Sisselman, S-I-S-S-E-L-M-A-N, of the Sisselman Medical Group in Commack. His nephrologist is Dr. Mehta, M-E-H-T-A, in Port Jefferson Station. Patient has no known medication allergies. He is on the following medication: metformin, a GLP-1 medication, rosuvastatin, losartan, and vitamin D. Yeah.